Good morning. Today we're just going to go over some of the halachas and also the minhagim as it pertains to the end of the fast. What do we do after the fast of Tisha B'Av? We are now talking about this year in particular when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed off till Sunday. So come Sunday night, the fast ends. We daven Marav. It's a regular Marav. The important thing to know is even somebody who forgot Atachonantanu, which is the Havdalah part in the Shmoneh Esrei that's added on after Shabbos. So even somebody who forgot that Amotzei Shabbos would not add that in Maariv after the fast on Sunday night. So if that was missed, it is not replaced on Sunday night. When it comes to the Netilas Yadayim in the morning when we woke up, we don't wash a full Netilas Yadayim up until our rests, only up until the knuckles. So comes the end of the fast when we're permitted to start washing, we should wash a full Netilas Yadayim all the way up until the wrist, three times on each hand. And in fact, if somebody's davening in the shul, and this is the vast majority of shuls that'll daven Maariv after this man, after Tzeisa Kol Chavim, the Netilas Yadayim should be before davening Maariv. So that's an important point. Very easy to forget to wash the Netilas Yadayim, the full Netilas Yadayim, which we did not do over Tisha B'Av. The next point is that we say Havdalah. We've talked about this before, so just very quickly, the Havdalah consists of Borei Pri Hagafen and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. We don't say the brachas beforehand of Hine Kel Yishuasi, that is skipped. So it's very simple. It is said on wine. It's not said on Chamar Medina beer or Tropicana orange juice. It's said on wine. And in this situation, because it's after the fast, a person above the age of bar mitzvah drinks the wine. We do not give it to a katan. We don't give it to somebody below the age of the bar mitzvah. Now, that is the fact, even though we continue the minhagim of avelus on the motzei tzom after the fast, when it comes to two specific things, for Ashkenazim at least, when it comes to not eating of meat and not drinking of wine, those minhagim continue the night after the fast up until morning, and it ends there. But for purposes of Havdalah, which is a mitzvah, it's permitted to drink the wine. Now, in a typical year, the minhagim of Avelus continue after the fast ends, and it continues for Ashkenazim all the way up until Chatzos Hayom, the next day on the 10th of Av. And for Sfaradim, it continues some of the Minhagim of Avelus all the way till the end of the day on the 10th of Av. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So we have differences between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. That is in a normal year when the day after the fast is the 10th of Av. This year that it's pushed off, the fast itself is on the 10th of the Av. So the end of the fast, Sunday night, which is really Monday, that's Monday halachically, is the 11th of the Av. So we're lenient on almost all of the minhagim when it comes to Avelus. In a normal year, they would continue. This year, we're mekel. The exceptions to the rule, as I mentioned, are wine and meat. Most poskim, Ashkenazic poskim, are machmir on that. Some are mekel on it. But when it comes to kivus, when it comes to doing laundry, when it comes to tisporis, which is haircuts and shaving, when it comes to rechitza, which is washing, we are lenient on all of those. And birka shechayanu, we're lenient on. You can say a shechayanu on a new fruit, on a new garment, and you can listen to music immediately, be it taped or live. That is the primary view of the poskim. There are some poskim who are machmir to continue the minhagim of Avelus also on the motzei tzom, even if it's Sunday night, but it seems that the majority view, certainly the majority view, and that is the minhag olam, is to be lenient on all of these minhagim with the exception of meat and wine. So Mirtz Hashem, we will have a meaningful fast, and Mirtz Hashem, this should be the last Tisha B'Av that we need to keep. Have a wonderful day.